Hey!
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
God! Number 62!
Case closed!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Is he able to grip the football now?
No, not well enough to play.
I'm not saying Dak loses his game. I'm saying, what is the rush?
Earlier on the show, from CBS's East New York, actor Jimmy Smits, ESPN MLB insider Jeff Passan, still to come, comedian and actor Mo Ammer, and now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show, live on the air on the Roku channel, as well as this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate Sirius channel 218 XM 202 992 on the Sirius XM app, on the Odyssey app. Anybody who wants to listen to us whenever they darn well please, there's the podcast version of this show, all 3 hours of it. Check it out where all podcasts can be acquired thanks to the Cumulus Podcast Network. We're free on all Roku devices and Samsung Smart TVs and Amazon Fire TVs, and we're free on the Roku app and the RokuChannel.com for those who want to watch us on desktop or laptop on the internet. That's there for you. Jimmy Smits was on in hour number one. Jeff Passan talking about Aaron Judge and whether or not he's the all-time home run king for a single season. I think he is. Jeff Passan most decidedly does not. What a terrific debate we had on the program. If you missed any of it, guess what? We are live on the Roku channel 210 right now for hour number three. But as soon as that's over, we re-air. So if you missed any of the first 2 hours, you could stay tuned for that. There's also our YouTube page. It's a nice little backstop, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Do give us a subscribe there. We would always greatly appreciate that. The comedian Mo Ammer is in studio in about 20 minutes time, streaming for available right now only on Netflix, is the new show Mo. So he will be here to talk about his program, and he's also in the new movie Black Adam. Oh, I think a lot of folks have heard about that one.
Yep.
So
looking forward to that one.
Mo Ammer's favorite Dwayne Johnson story coming up on this show. Also coming up this hour, today's Bill Belichick press conference moment.
Can't wait.
Don't miss that. Certainly, it's always a can't miss Bill Belichick press conference when the identity of his starting quarterback is up in the air, as it currently is in New England.
Day by day, guys.
Yeah, he went Godspell last week, and it turned out to be not at all day by day. Turned out to be almost Billy Zappi's day. Bailey Zappi's
Bailey.
Day.
Bailey.
Billy Bailey.
He only threw a touchdown 3 seconds after the play clock expired.
I know that. I'm not going to ask you to repeat that. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. Let's get to it, guys. It's very rare to see a French basketball player trending, but that happened last night. And I must shoot you straight. I always do here. I've got to be honest with you. Before last night, before the trending, before what happened last night, I had never heard of Victor Wembanyama. Never. I had never heard of him before. I didn't know he existed on planet Earth. I am not so attuned to the next level of next generation stars coming into the NBA. I have never heard of the French league that he plays for. I had never heard of the Metropolitans 92. I'm sure it's pronounced Metropolitan 92. I don't pay attention to G League basketball. I don't normally focus on G League basketball, and I certainly don't normally focus on what is coming up in the NBA draft in October of the previous year.
I'm kind of right there with you, Rich. I saw some clips over the weekend of this just like gigantic Giannis, Kevin Durant hybrid looking kid in Las Vegas. And I was just kind of like, who is this? And where can I watch this person play basketball? And then you saw it last night.
Right. And then the hype surrounding him amongst people in the know through the roof. Apparently 200 scouts were in Las Vegas last night for this G League game between the G League Ignite team, because that team features a remarkable player in his own right and a kid named Scoot Henderson.
Scoot.
Scoot.
And he can scoot. He's one of those scoring guards that you're going to see play basketball for a very long time. And then there's Victor Wembanyama. And you take a look at his first possession last night of him handling the ball. 2-2 game. Very rare do I talk about a game like this. It's 2-2, right? So, sorry. So there's 10 minutes left in the first quarter. They just tipped off. And it's just, you're watching him dribble the ball up like he's a point guard. Mm-hmm. And then he pulls some sort of a shake and bake spin move right around the top of the key and then drives to his left and uses his right hand to go off the glass. And there was no doubt about it when he let loose of the basketball that it was going in. It was so smooth. And then you read about him, and he's listed at 7'2", but apparently he's 7'5", and that he can grab the rim, come close to grabbing the rim flat-footed, because his wingspan is 8 feet. And he can handle, and last night, 37 points on 11 of 20 shooting, and of the 11 shots that he made, 7 of them were threes. He was 7 for 11 of threes, and he's on the defensive end, 5 blocks. And he's blocking shots of people who are launching it originally several feet away from him. His closing speed and ability is condor-like. It was, you are watching it, and you're like, what the hell am I seeing?
This is the evolution right here.
But we've seen Durant, and we've seen Giannis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but not at this size. The dude had to duck under the metal detector to get into the stadium. I've never in my life, like Manute Bol or Chuck Nevitt are probably the only two people.
Nice.
He had to duck under this thing. This is how big this kid. This dude's another level. He's what I think people thought Chet Holmgren was supposed to be.
Well,
who knows? He still may. This is Ralph Sampson 4.0.
Ralph Sampson, who can shoot threes, handle the ball, close out.
It's as if, let's come up in the basketball laboratory, combine Durant with Giannis Antetokounmpo, and we come out with Victor Wembanyama, who has a game, by the way, in case you think he is Antetokounmpo-like, he's 3 letters shy. He's got 3 fewer letters. Yes, 3 letters shy of Antetokounmpo. And he will be known as Victor.
Absolutely.
Like, no one's going to try.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
In the same way, like, let's just call him Giannis. Although with that, you would be called Giannis or whatever, and
Rich,
took a while for his game to get to the point.
Victor.
So he's Victor, yeah.
I hate to break it, but Arias Consulting.
Hail to the Victor.
Let's give him a nickname right now. Make it stick.
Victor?
This is your thing. We'll give it the week. I don't know. I'm saying, come up with a nickname for him since we're not going to pronounce his last name.
Worldwide Wembanyama? I don't know.
See, I like that.
And by the way, Scoot was awesome. He had this one crossover move that I still don't know how it happened.
And he went to the left side of the rim and then used his right hand underneath, and it looked
crazy.
So simple as
and
well.
Rich, that was after Victor had blocked one of his shots and just literally laid him out, and he still went after him.
No doubt, these are the top two picks in the draft in June. It's
right.
Just like praying that they don't get injured or something happens in the next 9 months.
How many basketball teams' fan bases right now would have no problem if they won 0 basketball games? And we're a couple of weeks away from the tip-off of the NBA season.
Is this what the Jazz are trying to do?
Of course.
Yeah, 100%.
Dude, what they're trying to do.
100%.
I don't know. We want Victor up in Utah. I don't know. No one's going to watch him.
I mean, the Lakers,
why would you
Lakers
say that?
Tank right now.
Why would I say that? How many Utah Jazz games have you watched?
Well, I'd watch a hell of a lot more if Big Vic's doing it.
Yeah, Big Vic.
Big Vic's doing it.
No, I know.
I'll
disrespect
watch this
to the
guy
Jazz.
Play basketball any day of the week. I'll watch him play basketball. And by the way,
Scoot, man, Coach Fizz up.
Scoot Henderson sounds like the basketball version of Fish McWilliams.
That is a great
name. Scoot Henderson.
Speaking of names,
Scoot
there
Henderson
was a dude in
for
the game last night whose name was Steve Hoyufat.
What?
Guy playing in the game last night. He also went viral because his name is Steve with 2 E's.
Okay.
Well, 3 E's with 2 together.
Yeah. So wait. So it's Steeve.
Yes. And his last name is Hoyufat.
Hoyufat.
Are you sure that's how that's pronounced? Because you and pronunciations with names sometimes.
I mean, the spaces are where you would.
How do you spell Hoyufat?
H O space Y O U space F-A-T.
Wait, oh, you mean so it's a three? It's Steve Hoyufat.
Yes.
I didn't
know. Oh, you guys didn't see this last night?
I didn't see his name.
And it's not P-H-A-T?
It is not P-H-A-T.
There's no way. It's got to be.
What a game last night.
This is not
one of the greatest games ever.
I had a joke I was going to say, but I don't know if we can say it on Roku.
No, everyone was making the joke like, I need this jersey. This is going to be the number one selling jersey in the world.
Hoyufat is going to be the greatest jersey ever.
By the way, something you actually, if you're quiet right now, you hear that in Las Vegas right now.
It's a real thing.
We got to hope he makes it to the league.
Steve's got like a Weight Watchers gig waiting for him right now, right?
He's a French basketball player.
Oh, you
fat. Deadspin
man.
Did a story about this dude in 2013.
Oh, you fat.
Just, you fat.
Big Rick, like what? Crown Vic?
It was
amazing
Crown
last
Vic,
night.
By the way, he's going to be...
Crown Vic. Yes.
Crown Vic.
I'm telling you guys, he's 19 and a half on draft night next year. 19 and a half years old.
He'll be 7'7 at that point.
Yeah, he's so good. This kid is so... good.
How good is he?
That Zion looks like the Zion that everybody thought was coming to the NBA. He looks trim. He looks fit.
Diesel,
he's doing
man.
Crazy things, and he was doing crazy things, and nobody's talking about it right
nobody's
now.
I knew it. Like, you know, people were trying to write him off last year. I'm like, he just had an injury.
Dude,
he never
I'm
fell off.
I'm just saying, just go for it.
Did you hear Zion's quote? Where someone was asking him, you know, now you're coming back, are you going to take it easy? And he goes, no. He goes, when I go to dunk, I want to put that person through the rim.
Great.
And I was like,
Let's go. New Orleans basketball. I'm excited for it. Victor Wembanyama.
Crown Vic.
Let's go.
Or Big Vic.
Big Vic. Vic Nasty.
Vic Nasty's not bad.
All right. Vic Nasty. We still have some time at RES Consulting.
That's what I'm saying. We got some time.
We got lots of time. But the tank job is on. It is on. And the Utah Jazz got way ahead of the game.
Yeah.
It's like firing your coach after four games, right? When you know that the coach is gone in the NFL. You got to get out ahead.
Rich, you said you had no idea who Victor was until yesterday.
I had no idea.
Guess who did? Danny Ainge and the Utah Jazz.
Yeah, that's why no. There's no question.
That's why.
Oh, of course. And, 200 scouts were there last night. You know, I mean, I'm
unloading assets, as they say.
Yeah.
And Scoot Henderson, so good. He's so good too.
Man. Doesn't he seem like that should be a Knicks point guard?
Scoot Henderson. Yeah. Well, the ping pong balls are going to have to bounce right for somebody.
Yeah, I don't think the Knicks are going to end up getting him. I think
who knows? Of course, you know, they won't because they got the karma, as you know. Do we have the new graphic? There it is. There's the G League Unite. There is the Ignite. There's the Ignite banner right there.
Let's go, Vic.
It's odd that there's enough space to fit anything.
We can get like three more in there, I think.
Yeah, he's got room on. You got room on that.
Oh, it's got the NBA G League Ignite has shoulder on the Clippers in this photograph.
And the Mets.
Wow, well, that's how much you love Scoot Henderson.
Well,
huh?
That's how we're talking about him right now. You mm-hmm. know,
that's amazing. I'm in. They play again on Thursday, so you guys missed it.
What?
They're playing again on ESPN on Thursday.
Same teams?
Yeah.
Same teams?
Yeah, playing again.
Oh, ESPN is loving this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be tuned in.
And you know what they're most excited about is Judge is it's over. They don't have to cut in.
No more cutting.
Cutting and strutting.
No more cutting.
So if Sean McDonough's doing that game, he can rest easy.
Stupid outrage.
Judge sitting today, as I expected.
Yeah.
Bubble wrapping that guy.
No need.
Sitting today.
Yeah, he's got to be so relieved.
There was really no chance for that crown, the triple crown, because
Arias is
he'd
played
have to
last
go 0 for 4.
Nah, and it's
you're
just not
going to leave him in there.
It's not worth it. It is not worth it. I mean, Cooper was so upset they pulled Luis Severino on Monday in the middle of a no-hitter. And Severino wasn't happy either. Just too bad. Doesn't matter.
Remember at the beginning of the season, we got all mad because Kershaw got pulled and what could have been.
Yeah.
And now at the end, we're like, hey, too bad. That's got bigger picture right now.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Yeah. Bigger picture. Like, for instance, your team's won 100 games. Look at the big picture. Team's won 100 games, made the playoffs. You've got, you know, a home playoff game. It's mm-hmm. great. Except when you look at the last, you know, 4 or 5 months, that team thinks that they're limping into the playoffs.
Who said that?
That's the Mets. Hey, I'm referring to the Mets.
Pretty sure what, what's the Mets? What's the better record than the Yankees?
What's the Mets record? Well, yeah. we didn't have some trumpet guy come out like, you know, like we've never won before.
I mean, you want to talk about a team that fell off would be you guys, because the way you started, you should have won about 150 games.
I don't know.
You know?
Oh, no. All I know is the Yankees will be sitting at home watching you play.
That's fine.
And so I'm putting it on the line against the San Diego team.
The Rays get done with you.
What was the Mets record after Timmy Trumpet showed up in person and did the trumpet thing?
It was bad, but then the Mets had like a 6-game winning streak to kind of even out.
Yeah, so,
but they were under 500 for a while after the trumpet happened.
Well, anyway, you've got Buck now, and so you're in good shape.
Yeah, the fact is you claim to be a Buck friend.
He's
your friend. But yeah, you talk bad about his team. Like, I
don't talk bad about his team at all. I think that team is delightful.
You just did it.
I talk bad about the team that you're rooting for because it.
Why?
Because I enjoy it.
What did I do to you that would make you want to, like, wish ill upon me?
You showed for work.
I do that every day. So, I mean.
I mean, I hate Rich's team, but I don't hate Rich.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm starting to hate all of you right now, to be honest with you. Hey.
Stay right there, everybody. Mo Ammer coming in studio.
I wonder what Mo brought in his trunk for us today.
All right, well, we'll check it out. That's coming up next. Mo Ammer is here. His new show, Mo, available for streaming now, only on Netflix, but on Roku channel and more coming up. What's the fastest ball sport in the world? Not baseball, not tennis. It is, in fact, the sport of Jai-Alai, spelled Jai-Alai. Originating in the Basque region of Spain and played professionally in the U.S., most notably in the 1980s, Jai-Alai's making an unprecedented comeback. The ball reaches speeds of 150 miles an hour. The action is intense and the danger factor is high. Six-person teams of professional athletes play the sport at the Magic City Fronton in Miami, Florida. I invite you to check out all the action Monday and Tuesday at 5 p.m. and Friday night at 7 p.m. Go to HighLieWorld.com or download the free Jai-Alai app in the App Store. This sport, with its intensity and athleticism, is well worth watching. Check out all the action at HighLieWorld.com. Matches are played similar to tennis, with a player or team required to win two sets to win a match. Each set is played up to 6 points. It's a sport you need to check out. HighLieWorld.com, Monday and Tuesday at 5 p.m., Friday at 7 p.m. Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. After all, who doesn't love a great deal, right? And when it comes to great rates on insurance for all the things in your life, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners, condo, or renters coverage. You could save even more with a special discount when you bundle your coverages. Plus, add the easy-to-use Geico mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. And choosing to switch to Geico becomes an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save with great rates and discounts. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote or contact your local agent and get started seeing how much you could save. And we're back here on the terrestrial radio outfit. Mo Ammer here on our program. We just showed for the Roku audience and more a clip from the news show, Mo, where, again, you are playing a Palestinian refugee in Houston. How much is this about you, Mo?
It's a lot of it is based on my life. I came to the States as a refugee free agent. I decided to commit myself to the United States. And then it took me 20 years to get my citizenship. So there's a lot of interesting stories and way to survive, you know, working under the table while you're waiting for your paperwork to come through. And we just thought we'd explore a world where if I didn't find stand-up comedy at such a young age, and I still had to like work under the table and find my way while trying to take care of my family after losing my father at a young age and juggling all these, you know, psychological effects of fleeing war and assimilating in a new country.
How did you find stand-up? Or did it find you?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. Yeah, maybe both. I was 10 years old. My brother wanted to just get my mind off of things, and we went to the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, and they had live stand-up comedy, and that was the first time I ever saw it live.
Stand-up comedy in a livestock show?
At the Houston, you know, they have the biggest concerts of the year at the rodeo for 3 weeks out of the year. Right. All of some of the biggest artists come perform there. And it was at the Astrodome at that time.
At the old Astrodome.
At the old Astrodome.
It still exists.
It still exists.
Whenever I've gone to NRG Stadium, is that what they still call it in Houston? I don't know if they changed the name or whatever.
Reliant,
Reliant, there you go. Gives you an idea of how long it's
same, been. It's the same company.
Right, same thing. So when you see the Astrodome next to it, I mean, that used to be one of the wonders of the world, as it was known. It looks like a little pimple.
It looks like a pimple next to it. It does.
Right.
You're like, what is this thing? Who's going to pop this thing? Or what are we doing with
it? So you did your first stand-up in the Astrodome?
No. That was the first time I saw stand-up. I was 10 years old. And in that moment, I knew I was going to be a stand-up comedian.
I see.
I looked at my brother. I was like, I'm going to be a comedian. And he was just like, yeah, okay.
So I guess your first stand-up act that you saw was in the Astrodome.
Absolutely, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
So then when did you first try it yourself?
I started when I was 14, 4 years later.
14?
Yeah, my father passed away, and I was just skipping school. I lost like a lot of purpose and just was finding myself trying to figure it out. And I would always say, I'm going to be a stand-up comedian, So my English teacher, she's the one who brought me back in. She goes, how would your father feel if you don't graduate high school? Because you're on your way to fail miserably. Mm-hmm. I was like, that would be an awful thing. And she said, well, don't you want to be a stand-up comedian? I said, yes. She goes, I'll let you do stand-up every Friday if you stop skipping school. Mm-hmm. She said, I'll give you also extra credit if you can mix in Shakespeare, because it was English class. And that's what I did. And I was doing it consistently every Friday for weeks. And then she took me to the theater arts department. She was like, hey, this kid's like doing all these different accents, original material I've never heard before. I think he belongs here. And then the following year, I'm like, you know, I was made like honorary thespian. I was lead roles in theatrical plays. She literally changed my whole life.
Yeah, thank God for her. What's her name?
Mrs. Reed. Mrs. Reed and Mrs. Broderick, it was both of them, actually.
Is she still with us?
She is still with us. We just recently reached out to her. So I spoke with Mrs. Broderick already, and I'm hoping to sit down and have a meeting and thank her personally.
Dude, that's amazing.
Yeah.
What a story.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool. Mo Ammer here on the Rich Eisen Show, and you just used the phrase free agent in referring to yourself. And that normally free agents or I guess kids who choose schools would choose a hat. Yeah. I noticed the hat in your clip was a 1994 Houston Rockets championship hat.
That's right.
Was that like one of your big childhood
moments? Of course. As a Muslim living in America,
Olajuwon
was the guy, and he was so accessible to us. Like, I would see him frequently at like Friday prayers or he would just pop in. Yeah, he would just pop in. He was so generous. And my dad, actually, before he passed away, he took me to a Nigerian mosque. And it was one of my fondest memories before he passed. And that's where he got me to meet Hakeem and spend time with him. And he signed a bunch of stuff for me. And it was just like one of the most amazing days of my life.
How old were you then?
I was 13.
Just right before your dad passed and before you started with your stand-up.
Right. And right after that, they won first championship. Yeah. Like literally that year, basically. Right after he passed away, my dad,
okay.
It was crazy.
So Drexler, he's your guy too?
Drexler's the guy, of course. Yeah. All those Robert Ory, Sam Cassell, Kenny Smith.
Is that a Mo Ellie situation too?
Yeah.
Trying to go in my head right now.
Vernon Maxwell.
I was on the other end of that stick, Mo Ammer, living in New York, being a New Yorker, being a Knicks fan. I was at the very end. So you're welcome for John Stark's shooting night.
Yeah, no problem. I remember that block and O.J. Simpson interrupting that finals. Who's the worst?
Gosh, I was actually in Chicago at my my graduate school graduation from journalism school.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Okay, I had just graduated from the Northwestern School of Journalism.
Great school.
And we were in. Thank you. And I was in a bar. You know, with my family was there, and a bunch of other classmates' families were there.
Right.
And the Knicks were playing a huge ass game against the Rockets. And I remember standing at the screen, you'll like this being a comic, I just decided to crack wise as the whole bar was like dead silent, watching on the screen as the white Ford Bronco was being chased.
Yep.
And then the Knicks were on the, on the other box. It was like a two-box situation.
Yeah. It was the first time you saw picture-in-picture.
Exactly. It was picture-in-picture. Picture. Yeah. And I just remember standing there in the bar as everyone was like dead silent. And I just decided to do this. I was screaming, that was a flagrant foul! What the hell? And people started like ripping their head towards me like, what is your problem? I'm like, it's the finals!
Yes.
I don't care what the hell's happening in Los Angeles.
Zero.
I just decided to do that.
The feeling was mutual. We were completely yelling at the screen the entire time. It was like, who cares? It's rich people just driving 40 miles an hour on the highway. Like, I don't care.
He did it.
He did it. They're all behind him. Like, just get it over with.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So, Olajuwon blocking John Starks. I remember that. Oh, that three-point attempt.
They were great. That was it. That was like Pat Riley's best shot at winning with the Knicks, and the Knicks' best shot at winning with Jordan not being around. Right. I mean, that was it. And,
well, he was technically, he did come back that second season. This is the whole beef that I have as a Houston Rockets fan winning back-to-back championships. They're like, Jordan wasn't there. Well, he technically was. They lost to the Orlando Magic. And Orlando got swept by the Houston Rockets. It was that big comeback in game one that flipped everything. Yeah, they never recovered.
But so we'll never know what it
was. I really wish that he was there fully, like they had the full season. I wish that, because I believe that Hakeem Olajuwon was Jordan's kryptonite. Like, they didn't play well against the Vernon Maxwell, played him aggressively, and it was always a good match. I really, really wish. I think it would have been their first L in the finals. I really believe that.
The Last Dance would have been a totally different documentary.
Yeah, it would have been.
I mean, Mo Ammer here on the Rich Eisen Show, and you're an Astros fan as well?
I am. I'm a big Astros fan. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know.
That's all right. I'm a Yankee fan. And
yeah. You guys cheat, too. It's fine. Whoa. Hey! Whoa. I'm just beating you to it. And I didn't even mean the two. We never cheated. You guys cheated for sure. Man, all Astros all the way, baby.
I'm not going to ask you to take your shirt off.
Hey, I'll take my shirt off, bro. I'm ready. I got shirt and shirt, baby. Just like that. OJ said picture in picture. I got shirt and shirt.
Okay, you got a shirt and a shirt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Boy.
You know, Mo, I got a chance to talk to Michael Jordan once and ask him about that, about if he wouldn't have left.
Yeah,
with the Rockets.
You asked him this very question.
Yeah, and his reply was,
"Get away from me. Who are you?"
No. It's my man, me and Mike. Right. He was like, "No, f no, no." That was his response. But he didn't kind of went and said, "You know, we couldn't do anything with Hakeem those years, so it would have been interesting." But
enough to say that at the end. But if I was Michael Jordan, I would say the same thing. I was like, nobody could beat us. That's the mentality you had to have to be.
Yeah,
you know. A psychopath that won, like, he's not a psycho, you know what I mean by it. Like, you have to be that focused and that just over the top all the time after we watched that documentary. Just made it all very clear on how you actually win six championships without ever losing.
I just find it interesting that, you know, I brought up the Astros. I said I was a Yankee fan, and you said you cheat. Two.
No, I didn't mean two. I said you guys cheat.
And I didn't mention the word cheating.
I was waiting for you to happen, I was waiting for it. This happens all the time on sports shows, okay? This happens all the time, Rich. Don't try to set me. I was beating you to the punch. I was doing what Eminem did in 8 Mile, okay? Exactly. Say something about me that they don't know.
You went to Cranbrook.
What you got, Rich? That's it. Papa Doc.
I had no idea that's what was happening.
Yeah, yeah.
I had no idea at all, because I was going to talk about how the Yankees can't get Altuve out, and Alex Bregman, you know, wears number two because he's a Jeter fan and his dad is a Yankee fan, and if Bregman, you know, had his way deep down, he would be a Yankee. I was going to mention that. I was going to mention that, you know, the Yankees took the wrong Astro pitcher. I think they much should have taken Verlander and not Cole. What else is I going to talk about?
I think you're all making this up on the fly now to make me feel terrible.
There was a
pause that you had, and you were looking around, so unless you're putting out a trap and I just jump right into it.
No, Bregman gets upset with me whenever I talk about it this way, and he's a friend of the program. In all seriousness, I didn't telegraph what I was gonna say to you, because if you did, you'd have heard a bang first. and you'd have been able to expect what was coming.
Stupid, you know.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I was not really prepped as I should have been.
Maybe
prepped.
You just didn't hear it over the noise.
I felt
in studio,
it. I felt it, Rich. Astros always. Astros never cheated. They're the greatest team of our generation.
I'm with you, Mo. Yeah. Actually, I don't care about it.
I think they all should do steroids. Honestly.
Well, I mean, you talk about. Did you take your Apple Watch off before you said that?
I'm wearing
what?
It right now.
Oh,
I guess we're all in the same boat.
We want to talk about Carlos Beltran, Yankees assistant coach, and all that stuff.
Okay. Or New York Met manager for 2 seconds, Carlos Beltran. He's a Met fan in the corner.
Oh, my God. I didn't know
that. Let's all back off. Let's all go back to our corners.
Everybody put your guns away.
We're all in a glass house with a bunch of stones.
We all like Eddie Guerrero. We lie, cheat, and steal to get it done.
Yeah, I was going to say I'm hoping that somebody knocks off the Astros before the Yankees might have to face them.
I am
truly hoping for that because I don't know how
it's not looking good.
It is not because the Astros look tremendous. Dusty Baker has just got it all on the straight and narrow for them, and
that's true in the regular season. I'm hoping that
I think you're good.
Sticks in.
I think it's and then of course if it's Astros Dodgers here in Los Angeles,
it's going to be huge.
I mean, they were booing everybody here at the All-Star game because that's when you might hear about the thing.
Well, I'll be there.
You will be.
Oh, hell yeah. They make the series here or anywhere. I always go. I went last year. I hit it up. I was actually filming the show at the same time that was going on. And we would just I'd finish everything. I'd book it, get in the car, and just go straight to the game. Usually got there by the second inning.
Yeah.
I went to all the games.
Okay.
They were home,
All right. See, a real deal.
Unfortunately, that last one, too. Seven-run thing.
Okay.
That was brutal.
I know. Can't win them all.
Can't win them all.
You know? So we'll see what happens this year.
It's a great ballpark, too, man. The Juice Box, man, Minute Maid Park is just a great place to go watch baseball.
The old Enron?
Yeah. Yes. See what I'm saying?
I'm sorry.
I knew it.
I should rephrase that. Let me rephrase it. The old Enron?
Yeah. Oh, no. Man, the juice box, baby. The juice box. Is this how you guys treat your guests around here? I'm Arab, man. When you have a guest from out of town, it's just everything he wants to say and talk about is right, you know?
Excuse me. The fact that you're mentioning that here on this program, that it, the way I treat my guests, I'm a Jew on Yom Kippur interviewing an Arab, okay? So I think we're good.
Trying to bring the world together, man. Touché. Well played.
So I think, again, let's just all settle down.
Oh, you're going to love episode 5 of my series. I can't wait. You're going to love it. I can't tell you. You got to watch it.
Okay. I'm on ep 3 right now, so okay.
Three is an emotional one.
Everybody better check out Mo streaming now on Netflix. And Black Adam, that is coming out October 21.
Yep.
You got a good Dwayne Johnson story? Anything you got from
him? He's just a beast, dude. He's such a great guy. Yeah, the first time I met him, everybody was just calling him different names. Some people call him DJ, some call him Rock, some call him Dwayne. I walked up to him, I was like, hey, man, so what do I call you? He goes, Daddy. I didn't skip a beat. I was like, Papa? You know what I mean? Like, hey, I get adopted by The Rock. I'm all in, bro.
Call me daddy.
That's awesome.
Hysterical. I was like, oh, you got jokes. So from then on, it was just every time we saw each other, it was just busting balls the whole time.
That is amazing.
Which was great. You know, it was just how comedians live. And I feel like he desires to be a stand-up comedian deep down.
Okay.
You know, it's the one thing he can't do.
Did Pierce Brosnan have the same reaction when you said, what do I call you?
Pierce, man, he is a really special human being. I was so excited because he's like my 007 of my era. Yeah, he's my Bond, right?
Uh-huh.
And I was so jacked up to be doing my scene. It was the first scene he filmed in the movie was with me, and I was so pumped up that I forgot to memorize my line. Like, I was just like, oh, man, Pierce. And I met him, and he was so kind and sweet and getting jacked up. I was like, maybe I should go read these lines real quick. I mean, I read them a long time ago. It was so easy to do. It was fine. But it was just one of those moments that he's just such a legend, and he lives up to, man, beyond your expectations.
That is
so cool, man.
And Aldous Hodge has been on the show as well.
Yeah, you know, that's my guy.
He's terrific.
Pierce and I played a ton of golf, too, when we were in Atlanta. We just had a great time and just bonded. There was no pun intended there.
Tell me, is his handicap
007? Oh.
Now.
He'll be here all week.
I got jokes too.
How does he do it? Volume.
What is it like playing golf with Pierce Brosnan?
It was just, we just had so much fun, man. It was just so relaxed. This guy's like, he's really in the moment all the time. all the time. He's always taking these deep breaths and he's going, ah, life. You know, like he's doing that. And I
on
just
the golf course?
On the golf course, little breeze everywhere. He's just always like taking deep breaths and really conscious of it and just fun. I'm not gonna disclose everything, but yeah, we had a great time.
Does he focus on his, like, that's how he gets ready to putt?
No, it's just like in general, he's just so in the moment all the time.
Okay.
You know?
I've
rarely met people like that. They were just so like aware of their surroundings so much and just like aware of his breath and his how he speaks to people. And he and I got real close.
Well, only if there was any good quality marketing around Black Adam, I'd say that the thing's got a shot.
It's got a shot. Yeah, The Rock is a superhero. I think it's going to do. And really, just completely objectively, just watching him perform live while we're filming it, you know, DJ and all the cast really, we got along so well, but it's definitely his best work.
Awesome.
Yeah.
MoAmmer.com for dates and tickets for your tour. You're also touring as well. Yep. You're going to be right here in LA, the Ford, and then the Irvine Improv. Those are October 20th through the 23rd. San Jose Improv on November. Man, you are blowing up. Congratulations to you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank God for that teacher.
Yeah.
What a story.
She's an incredible woman, man.
Well, my parents are both educators, so I grew up with teachers, and that means a lot to me to hear this story like that.
Man, it means a lot to me, too. I'm going back to my high school, actually, and
you're
going to
donate
a bunch of money to yeah, I am. I'm going to go back to my high school, give a bunch of money to the theater arts department, and try to empower these kids and let them know that it's doable. You know, here's me. I'm standing here. It's standing. You can touch me. You know that it's really achievable and you can do it too.
Yeah, and you can have your own show on Netflix and you can go play golf with Pierce Brosnan and you can go, you know,
hang with The Rock.
Be Mo Ammer. Hang with The Rock.
That's
hang with
it.
The Rock. Daddy. It's, come
daddy,
on.
Yeah,
hang with Daddy.
That's
hang
right.
with Daddy.
And come on the Rich Eisen Show.
That's real sure. at Real Mo Ammer on Twitter. Well, yeah, sure. You got to telegraph it. That's the only way he hears it.
That's right.
At Mo Ammer on Instagram. Again, Mo is available for streaming right now only on Netflix. Check it out. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, man. Thank you for having
anytime.
Me. Anytime. It's an honor, man.
Let's do more. Let's
I
do
love
more.
It. I'm in.
Come on during the World Series.
I would love to do that.
Let's do it.
So let's go.
Mets Astros. Let's do this.
Mets Astros.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for Houston to beat another New York team in the final. Oh, in the World Series. That's what I'd be looking forward to.
Well, that buzzer means we're out of time.
All of a sudden, we cut to, and it's interrupted by Kanye West and a Bronco just fleeing with his children. No, is that too soon?
Be next, actually, Mo.
God, I hope not.
Mo Ammer, check him out again on Netflix and Mo.
It'll be a Range Rover, though.
We'll be back in a moment. Back on the Rich Eisen Show.
I mean, it was really bad singing. I'll admit to that.
Looking to buy a new home? Navy Federal Credit Union has loan options and resources that help their members save and make sure they get the best deal. Because right now, Navy Federal will contribute $1,000 as a lender credit towards closing costs on your new home. Plus, members save on their monthly payments since there's no requirement for private mortgage insurance. And that is not all. Navy Federal offers low rates and fees, too, so you could save even more. And Navy Federal's experts can help you choose the best option for you. So the home loan process is as smooth an experience as possible. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA Equal Housing Lender, qualifying members with purchase mortgage applications after September 16th may receive up to $1,000 towards actual closing costs, apply to closing with no cash back and subject to loan program maximum contribution limits. Terms subject to change. Ask your loan officer for details. A lot of information for you. Hope you caught all of that. Marty in Arizona, let's take your call. Been hanging on forever. What's up, Marty?
Hey, Rich. Marty's back. Just had a couple of questions real quick, and then
Marty
I've
Mark.
Got an idea for the strike zone.
Okay.
First of all, I wanted to ask Mr. Del Tufo.
Yes, Marty.
I've been a boat owner in the past. Oh. Does he know what the acronym BOAT stands for?
Nope.
What is it?
Bust out another 1,000.
Yeah. Hey.
By the way,
good
I
thing for him. He's got him. He's got him
right now.
He's got thousands.
I'm doing
to
it
bust
right
out.
Now.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Bust out another.
Well, I figured he could afford it, but you know, I just when I first got into it, I heard that's what I heard, and I thought it was pretty funny.
What else you got?
First of all, I want to preface my idea by the fact that My theme song is Analog Man by Joe Walsh. So
okay.
I don't have much knowledge of technology, but they're starting to automate everything. I mean, they have the electronics now between the pitcher and the catcher.
Yep.
I was wondering if it's possible to put a heads-up display for the umpire for the strike zone we're seeing now.
I don't know. I think, what I'm told that the automatic umpire, or, you know, I guess the automatic strike zone, if you will, for the umpire, the automated, is going to be similar gear, that the umpire is going to have something in his ear, and as soon as the ball creases the strike zone or not, hits the catcher's glove, thanks to the call, Marty, I've been told that as soon as that happens, the umpire will hear ball or strike in the ear, and he's now just the conduit to say ball or strike. That's it.
That's
and then the rest of it, you know, all judgment calls will be made by the human being behind home plate as to whether the you know, bat did go through the strike zone, and obviously out calls and things of that nature and catcher interference. But that's the way I've been told that's the way it's going to work. And everybody kind of digs it, apparently, except the umpires themselves. Lots to think about right there, but the headline of that call was that Marty's back, guys.
Marty's back. I didn't know he left, to be honest with you.
Stop it. Just respect the headline.
Yeah,
Jason in Phoenix, Arizona. You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Jason?
Hey there, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm going to be a contrarian here, know I'm going to get ripped a little bit. I'll set myself up for it. But
okay.
I want to make a little bit of a case for Ohtani for MVP. I want to debunk this myth that Judge has outperformed everybody by 20 home runs this year. Trout would have been right on his tail.
Hold on. I'm going to let you continue on. Strike that from the record. Please don't say that. Trout would have. Come on. You could have said Trout would have. That could be maybe his first two words of the plaque that he'll have in Cooperstown one day. It'll start Mike Trout would have. Those are the first three words. So what else? Okay. What else you got?
All right, I'm going to keep going. So this little swoon at the end of the season has kind of brought Judge back down to reality. He's slugging .686. His OPS is 1,100. That's great. Stanton just so happened to have a very similar season in 2017. Ohtani is right now at a 900 OPS. Okay, not, you know, there's a couple notches down. But he's Max Scherzer on the mound. I mean, come on.
That's true. He's great.
This is amazing, and this... Judge is having a spectacular season. I mean, but he's hit 60. He didn't finish strong. He kind of melted under the pressure a little bit, and that's fine. Great season. Come on. But Ohtani's on his tail to a degree. What he's doing on the mound is just this is just not right.
I think what he is doing is incredible, and he is a unicorn. Jason, you can't sit here and say one guy is melting under the pressure, under the spotlight, when he does it in the spotlight of New York and bet on himself and has done everything. No, you can respond. And Ohtani is hanging out in the shadow of Space Mountain, where nobody is going to his locker except maybe whoever is there from the Orange County Press and, you know, Fox Sports West and whoever might be paying attention to him from across the Pacific. It's just not the same thing. It's completely apples and oranges. You want to talk about wilting under pressure. And when it comes down to it, every single moment that Judge did it July, August, and September, the team needed it, and the team's going to the playoffs while the Angels are not. And so that's it for me. You know?
Yep. I just have a quick response. I know you guys got a time schedule, so
sure.
I just want to say this. Matt Carpenter is actually the only person in MLB that has a higher OPS than Judge. He's slugging .727 and his OPS is .1138. He's had a storied career. He's never slugged over .520. This is a bandbox. That stadium is a joke. Oh my God. 61 home runs in that place. Get out of here. There doesn't even compare to Ohtani. I'm sorry.
No, I hear you. And I can't wait to see what Ohtani hits in a couple of years.
Wow. I know. I would love to see it too.
Well, that'll be city filled. Appreciate it. There you go.
Combined WAR. Judge is 10.7 this year for the year. Combined Ohtani, he's a 3.5 hitter, is a 6.0 hitter. Quick math, that's 9.5, still less than Judge.
I got it.
I'm on your side.
I understand that. I just don't want to be in a situation where I'm on a side other than Ohtani's also, to be very honest.
We love Ohtani. He's amazing. They should create an award. It should be most outstanding player. Also, 32, Rich. That's how many games behind the Angels are.
Thank you, sir. Before we go, We've got a today's Bill Belichick press conference moment.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe it's Wednesday. We haven't had one yet.
Oh.
Yeah. Mac Jones still out, right, we're assuming?
Practice today.
All right. Field.
Yep.
Brian Hoyer, he got knocked out of last week's game. Does that mean Bailey Zappi's going for the Patriots this week? Is it entirely possible that we got ourselves a first career start for Kenny Pickett and by the two rookies starting?
Favorable matchup against
Everybody's
Detroit.
Like paying attention. Kenny Pickett starting at Buffalo, but it's entirely possible that Bailey Zappi goes against the Lions in New England, right?
Good matchup.
Well, today's Bill Belichick press conference moment. Somebody's trying to suss out from Belichick who his starting quarterback's going to be. Here we go.
Today's Bill Belichick press conference moment.
Well, we prefer to win.
Any update on your quarterback situation? Will Bailey be a starter this Sunday?
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. It's like a day to day. Just going to use that once a day.
Yeah.
Just use that once a day.
Any update on Mac and how he's feeling?
Yeah, we'll have the injury report for you. Yeah, can't wait to get it out.
Sure.
I just want to make sure it's accurate, so see where things are, you know, in practice.
Has Brian been cleared to practice today?
Yeah, with that injury report, can't wait to get that to you.
I just don't get what this solves.
He can't wait to get it to them.
I mean, I still think we peaked by the day by day, but they're still.
Well, he's now day 2 day. Did you hear that? He removed the bye and put in the two. Maybe he stopped listening to Godspell. Like I said, maybe he's moved on to Amadeus.
Amadeus, Amadeus.
No. That's Rock Me Amadeus. Oh, I'm talking about Amadeus, the musical that turned into Amadeus.
Yes. Amadeus means hilarious.
Which is how we all first heard of F. Murray Abraham.
That's
Does
right.
everyone understand?
The movie.
I just gave you the whole...
Wait, no.
Was that before Scarface?
He was Scarface first, Rich.
Excuse me.
All right. I'm just saying. He was in Scarface.
Nobody walked out of Scarface saying that F. Murray Abraham was something else. Amadeus gave him a damn statue, okay?
That's right.
So let's just all focus,
That's
guys.
Right.
Focus.
Statue?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Still don't know what the F stands for.
Don't
say it. It's a family show.
Franklin.
Could be.
Right.
He was good. He was good in Homeland.
Dude. Oh, he was great. I thought Aaron he's fantastic.
Good in everything.
But let's not lose track of, now I know how he got on it.
Maybe
Belichick stopped listening to Godspell. It's now day to day, no longer day by day.
He was born in Pittsburgh.
I know. I just said that. I didn't know that. I never knew that.
Great show here, everybody. Great show here, everybody. On Thursday's show, can't wait to get you that Patriots injury report, by the way. Should be out.
Fred Abraham.
Ross Matthews talks to celebrities, friends, and people with interesting stories to tell. Who's saying hello, Ross, this week? Chelsea Handler.
I'm not home enough to have a third dog. My housekeeper basically is their parent. I'm not going to get another dog so that she has to take care of another dog until one of these dogs exits.
It's a good move. I have 3 rescue dogs and only 2 hands. And when you're one person, that's too hard to do. I recommend 2 max, okay?
Use your foot, Ross.
Hello, Ross. Available on YouTube or wherever you listen.